Indeed, this channeler has set the stage, yes, and in fact is attuning to her highest awareness. Now, as she does so, she brings you along, each of you. You see, because you are meeting her at this highest vantage point, indeed, it is important to acclimate to the news. In other words, you have already agreed, dear ones, to part ways with old consciousness. Now, this is a franchise, and we ask you to take part. We ask you to sign on the dotted line. We ask you to come on board and recognize that the challenges that you are experiencing are simply outdated material, outdated energy, outdated framework, understand? And so as you kiss these old energies goodbye, as you say farewell, see you, I can get that next word. As you kiss them goodbye, as you say, see them, I'm just gonna skip over that word. In fact, what will dawn upon you is the pressing times. In other words, you are playing an energy game. You are exchanging old material for the new forecast, for the brand new pair, understand? Imagine you having a pair of old worn out tennis shoes, sneakers you may refer to them as, and there is a sale. You need not pay for the new pair. You just need to bring the old pair along and come into agreement that you will agree to no longer exercise in them, no longer walk. And so you say, is this heaven sent? Can this be real? There is no extra charge for admission. And we say we concur. In other words, it is the forward glance that will bring you your freedom. It is the forward glance of expectation to your new reality that will transfer you to this excellent paradigm. You see, each of you are existing in different octaves, in different frequencies in your time-space continuum. And as you adjust to your new locale, to your new location, it is an easy transference. So it is for you to recognize that this option is always available. It is for you not to be left behind. It is for you not to stay still. It is for you not to be forlorn, because as you arrive, you will continue to recognize that there is already an entrance way. There is already a key that has been afforded to you. Or as our example states, there is already a brand new fresh pair of sneakers sitting on the counter waiting for you to arrive. You see, it is for you to be ready. It is for you to be well equipped to arrive. That is the expectation and the admission ticket, shall we say, the agreement to arrive. Now, as you expect there to be the same old, you can dismiss this new admission ticket. You can stall, shall we say, or prolong the inevitable. But we assure you and encourage you to take part, because as you are most willing to expect that all shall be well in the morrow, in fact, that is what will be brought forth. Now, we cannot give you all the secrets. We cannot address all of the many parallel happenings. In other words, some of you would like to know, do I marry this fella or that one? Do I arrive at this opportunity or that? In other words, we can draw cards and we alert our channeler which ones to bring forth for your holy amusement. But in truth, you are the one that bears the most energetic imprint on the final outcome. In other words, we ask you to get very light in the loafers. We ask you to assume the impossible is quite probable. Quite frankly, we are asking you, dear ones, to step out of the linear format. In other words, we understand you have a life to live and it should be lived well, but you must understand you are moving in record time and the consciousness is quickly, but you're just moving up so fast that you're moving out, you're outgrowing, shall we say. You're outgrowing the consciousness that you had arrived at. Now, I'm just going to step out because I'm just not getting the words today, but what they're sharing is, you know, if you meet something in consciousness, like you work really, really hard to secure a relationship, to secure a job opportunity, and you finally arrive and you say kind of like, you know, I nailed it, here I am. Well, in truth, what's occurring, and this is why what they're saying is to get really bendable, to get really flexible in terms of not being attached to this or that, because we're growing at such a fast accelerated rate that what you can choose today can really be dismissed and a new choice can arrive tomorrow. And that's what we're all going to find. Now, when I'm just going to say this in words because it'll be easier and then I'll go back to the channeling. When we get very attached to trying to create this like linear format that, you know, I have this, I have that, okay, all my ducks are in a row, I'm gonna live this nice linear life, that we're actually interfering with progress, if that makes sense. In other words, we're vibrational beings and we're never staying still, so that to try to hold on to or be attached to that which we've accumulated. You know, it's almost like what they're showing me is like, you know, well, this pony is mine and this relationship is mine and that's my car, you can't have it. You know, and we've collected all these things. But what we're doing by staying attached to all these things is we're actually impairing our progress. So they're saying that, and you are receiving the energetic attunement, they wanted me to pass that on to you. They said, you know, we're backing her, we're backing her. So what they're saying is to really, it's time to pick, it's time to pick. In other words, as you stay very comfortable in the linear format, well, I'm building this, and I want this job, and I want this pension plan, and I want this relationship, and this is what, like, I'm covering. These are mine. Don't touch. These are mine. What we're doing is interfering with that which could supersede that which is delegated for you as you expected and as you arrive in consciousness. So literally, they're asking us to make a choice between following the linear format, focused on, you know, what do I get next? What do I get next? And then what comes? And then what comes? Versus opening up in consciousness, because as we open up vibrationally, as we open up in consciousness, in fact, everything we could ever need or want or desire is just going to flow, and it's going to flow, and it's going to flow, and it's going to flow in such marvelous, miraculous ways that we don't even have time to keep up. In other words, things come into our life that bring us happiness and joy and amusement so, so fast that we forget the old formula. We just really forget the old formula because we're just having so much joy and so much pleasure and so much delight that really we're lifted up in that new vibration. And so it's not a question of more, it's a question of really allowing ourselves to align with that highest premise and that highest thought and that highest reality. They're laughing at me. They're like, good job, good job. Okay, so let me just go back to what they have to say regarding that. Indeed, we are letting our channeler loose a bit. You see, she is in the normal format of the proposed words, and it was getting in the way of the functioning. In other words, she is seeking higher ground, and she is still acclimating in terms of how to bring forth a transference of awareness. You may say that some of her parts are temporarily disconnected. In other words, she is used to bringing forth the linear verbiage, and we have another approach in mind, and she is a little stuck, but she feels good to go because the energy is so strong and the energy is so powerful, and the energy is all-encompassing that she trusts the energy rather than the old format. Do you see? Do you understand where we are going? In other words, we are challenging each of you to do the same. She has a normal format, but it is not working. So she says, the heck with it. I am moving forth with the energy, and I trust the energy, and I trust the vibration, and I trust the power of love, because that is the truth, dear ones. That is the truth, dear boys and girls. It is the vibration of love that will carry you forth. It is the vibration of love that will save the day. It is the vibration of love that will bring forth the new consciousness, the new awareness. And trust us, each of you are allocated to this vibrational source, this vibrational reality. We ask you to trust us, and we ask you to be very liberal now, because as we close, we ask you to accept ascended consciousness. In other words, you have been reading the good books, you have been reading the travelogue, you have been reading the course instruction and diary, you have been attuning to the daily messages that we present. The times, they are changing, yes? There is no need to stall. There is no need for X number of malas to be accomplished. It is simply your desire. As you choose to desire to serve the all, to serve the atonement of the state of the union, the state of humanity, the state of your true embodiment, in fact, you will be foretold, you will be found out, you will be discovered. We ask you, therefore, to accept the rays that are being offered. We ask you with love to accept the consciousness on behalf of humanity. You see, as you accept it on behalf of your own personal affairs, you stay stuck, you are cast away, you are without, because it is not for the one, it is for all of the ones. All of the ones that are seeking to be free, all of the ones that are seeking to be relieved of past consciousness. And so as we send you these rays, as we send you the embodiment of truth, we ask you to be the brave soldiers, because you will not find that you are weak, you will find that you are strong. You will find yourselves moving forth and through some of the old stalemates, some of the old consciousness, some of the old riddle. Now, as you play this game with the foresight or insight that you are serving your own self, in other words, you are dismissing false charges against self, it will be overturned quite easily. As you assume that there are pressures from extenuating circumstances, in other words, from some external reality, whether that reality be Big Brother or your own physicality or body that you are struggling with, you are missing your own holy point of advancement. In other words, you are freeing yourselves, dear ones. It is not about freeing others. It is about coming to dismiss false charges against self and bringing forth the awareness of the atonement. So as we close, we offer you these gifts. We trust that you will use them to pursue higher goals, to pursue higher advancements. We ask you to commit to the awakening of consciousness. We ask you to commit to your own awakening, because as you seek to awaken for all, so shall you be provided the door handle, so shall you be provided all of the good measures and trusted with the keys to the kingdom. So we thank you. We thank you for showing up. We thank you for being most willing to say yes. You see, you have been counseled the night before. You have been prepared. You may have arrived at the thought, yes, I will join, yes, I will receive. But in truth, this is a most conscious experience of that which has already occurred. And so it is. just beautiful. So what I was watching was energies just moving in and out. Just you were glowing. You were glowing. All right, so I'm going to begin with Chris, because I know he's got a time factor going on, and then we will see how we can be of help to everybody today.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks for the channeling today. Really, there's a lot in it that really kind of resonated with me, so I appreciate that. Today I'm kind of just thinking about needing some guidance for the next chapter of my life, which increasingly I'm getting downloads and I'm getting information related to some major changes that are coming. And I guess my question is a little open-ended in that I'm interested in whatever guidance they can give me for the next couple months, because I think that there's some decisions that need to be made that are pressing. And I think in a past channeling, you mentioned something about a destiny to get to a certain place, and I think I understand what that means. If the guides can kind of tell me, maybe where that chapter starts.
All right, this is what I have to say to you. I'm sitting here listening, vibrating. I'm literally vibrating because the energy that you're being afforded is nothing short of remarkable. I don't know what I'm looking at, to be very honest, but when I tune into you, I've got all of these geometric energy configurations. So yeah, you're receiving downloads. You're receiving some very strong, I don't want to say information, but energy attunements or whatever that you have contracted to bring forth. You have contracted to bring forth. So I totally forget what you do, but what I will say to you is, as you're most willing to, oh my gosh, I just want to hug you. As you're most willing to step out in faith in terms of serving like the high vibrational material, so shall you be served. So that would be like if I had an offer, I'm going to make this up, but I had an offer to work at like a traditional publishing house, and I'm just editing books to edit books because, you know, that's where a good living is, versus I'm being offered this project where it's really a risk factor because it's like a startup company and they've never done this before, but they're all these like spiritual leaders that somehow need editing. Like that comes to mind because as Mitzi knows, I really don't know my grammar. So if I were gonna put out a channeling book, I would really need her to do some editing. So it's one of these things that it requires a leap of faith. It's not linear, it's not traditional. That's the bottom line. To go where the high frequency is, to put yourself out there, to take the leap of faith, Spirit will support it and compensate you to really be ready for the grand prize. And it does mean kind of doing things differently. It's not going to be the easy path, the safe path, or traditional path. Boy, I wish I was still 3D sometimes because then I know where my next dollar is going to be. It's going to be, you know what, I think I met, you know, like Steve Jobs and it's a brand new company, but I just trust the energy of it and I'm going for it. It's going to be that. That's where you're supposed to go. I can promise you, guarantee you. And I pulled a card too, just for fun. And well, obviously you're not female, but it says open up. And that's really what it's all about. And that energy you see on top of her, that I know it's just like a little bit of energy, but I just really feel like that's very, very symbolic of what's really crowning you and covering you at this time. You've got beings, I don't know where they're from, quite frankly. One day maybe I'll know this stuff, but you've got beings from other locales, I'll just say that, that are giving you extra amplification, extra energy. Now that's very significant because you're going to just, with that extra empowerment, you're just gonna easily align to your next step, to your right place. You're just gonna be a vibrational match to where you're going and headed. And there are even a little bit, oh, I don't know where it is, but if you knew my personal life, huh? What I wanna say to all that, there are even like a little bit where, you know, you're a little bit, not late, but a little bit lagging along here and there. And they're like, don't worry about it. We have you covered. We have you covered so that you're a perfect vibrational fit for where it is you're headed. So think high frequency. Don't worry about the old stuff. Don't worry about, well, but that won't give me a pension. Spirit will cover you throughout this lifetime.
Great, thank you. Thank you very much, I appreciate that.
Yeah, really good. I still have the energy coming through me.
All
righty,
you.
You're welcome. Hey, Miss Julie.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi, how can we help you?
I feel like I'm getting down into some sort of deep sort of deep stuff that has sort of kept me in one place because I feel like I'm ready to break through to like the next place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess I'd just like to hear what the guides have to say, you know, anything to help me out.
Okay, so let me see if I understood what you just said. You're deep in, you're ready for your next step is what you're saying. Okay. I was listening along and then I thought, I don't really know what she just asked. All right, one moment, sweetheart. But I was enjoying listening. One moment. And say your first name.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
And say it one more time, honey.
Julie.
You know, if the shoe fits, wear it. You're just being my mirror, so I really hate to give you this advice because I know I'm saying it to myself. They're asking you to stop putting your life in compartments. In other words, okay, now I'm going to read my spiritual books. Now I'm going back to my linear life. Now I'm going to do a retreat. Now I'm going to make some phone calls and check up on some girlfriends. Like, in other words, you're getting to this place where you're feeling like it looks like you've got this hobby going on of spirituality or spiritual progression or even enlightenment. It's still separate. So in other words, okay, now I'm going to go back to the real purpose in life, but now I've got to be linear. So they're saying and they're inviting you to get real. And what they mean by that is as you explore consciousness, they say you know how to explore consciousness, right? As you explore consciousness, you're going to find like down to the last detail that you have like an advisory committee, you have masters, you have master consciousness that is guiding you, directing you, traveling with you 24/7. So as you stop playing second fiddle, and what they mean by that is like an aspect of you that thinks, well, I'm learning, well, I'm growing, you know, like, let me grow into this. They're saying like they're cutting through it, almost like a Zen master. And they're saying, I keep saying the same words. I'll say them because I just keep coming up with them. What the words are expect to arrive. But I don't like that because it still has this delay factor. So what I really want to say is expect to be seen and heard, expect to be guided, expect to be shown, expect to be taught 24/7. They're saying the gig is up. You are no longer, I love you, you are not, because I know it's, I'm telling myself, you're no longer in training, you're no longer, like when I was in, they're showing me camp. So when, I never got to stay at that camp, but I love that camp. And when you got to be a teenager, you could be a CIT, which is counselor in training, or then of course you could be a paid counselor. So I always wanted to be a CIT and then I didn't stay long enough, long story. But they're saying you're no longer a CIT, you're no longer a counselor in training, that you're the real McCoy, you're the real thing. And as you give yourself permission to arrive and expect to hear that divine counsel, so will you receive an upgrade and upgrade and upgrade in terms of the information that's continuously flowing through you. And I really feel like that, like when I'm feeling the energy, it's moving through you. I mean, it's just there. But when you ignore it, when it's kind of like, oh, I can't hear you right now because I'm on the phone, you're missing the amplification. I don't know what this is, but this is energy, Julie. You're missing this I just keep wanting to do this. You're missing this amplification that's literally flowing through you, like coursing, like blood. You know, like, imagine if the blood stopped. Like, okay, I want the blood to be flowing. No, I don't want to do that now because now I'm attending to this, so blood stop. No, the blood's got to keep going. The blood's got to keep circulating 24/7. The same thing in terms of the masters that you work with, your higher self, your master consciousness, your attunement to that higher vibratory field of awareness. This is something that they want you to start taking into consideration all throughout your day, whether you're in the grocery store, whether you're in the bathroom. It really doesn't matter what's going on because consciousness is there. Consciousness is there. Now, as you continue to attune to it, you will be provided. You will be shown. Discussions will be heard. I don't know how much you hear word for word, and they, quite frankly, really don't care. I mean, the way it was weird how I was channeling, then I wasn't channeling, but I was still channeling. Honestly, when I'm tuning into what they're showing me, they really couldn't care less. What matters is the frequency we attune to. That's what matters. That's what's going to open up the doors to our freedom. So this is about providing yourself with a map, like a treasure map. Wherever you are, you're treasure mapping. You are opening up to new treasures. You are opening up to new experiences of truth, experiences of consciousness. So your question was, what's the next step? The next step is to be brave. To be brave enough to explore the new frontier of truth. And say your first name, hon.
Julie.
So as they're saying, as you expect to arrive, so you shall. As you expect to arrive, so you shall. I've always said this to you, but I will continue to sing the same tune. You're a master, my friend. And so what you're doing is really getting comfortable stepping into those shoes. Stepping into those shoes, not waiting for, this is what I want to say to you. Like we've all been brought up to believe like, almost like we need permission. Like, okay, when the teacher says we can do something, then we go do it. And so they're saying it's not about waiting for permission. It's more so an adaptation to truth. So the more that we are willing to adapt to almost like our new normal, so shall you become very, very aware of it. I almost feel it's almost like you're, on the one hand, you're in your house. On the other hand, it's like you are simultaneously in some kind of golden temple. And that's just how you look to me. On a linear level, in terms of this level of consciousness, you're in a house. But on another level of reality, you're actually sitting in a temple with everyone and anyone you would ever want to learn from. So they're saying if you can use that imagery, if you can stretch and use your imagination, that you can make very good use of the Dharma. You can make very good use of that which is here. So it's a matter of attendance, it's a matter of expectation. And remember, the mind's very powerful. So as the mind believes that there's some kind of delay process, I have to do this longer, I have to learn more, you'll experience there to be a delay factor. The more that, you know, it's almost like beginner's mind. You ever hear about beginner's mind? You know, you have someone that's new and meditating and they have all these amazing experiences because they don't know that it's supposed to take years and years of training to do it. And they're just tapping into other lifetimes or whatever, and it's just there. Now, the second they learn, you've got to do this first and that first, suddenly all that's shut off because their mind doesn't believe that they can do stuff like that anymore. So play with reverting back to being like a child of innocence that believes there's a Santa Claus, that believes that magic is real, that believes that unicorns can walk through the backyard. Because what you're doing is permitting, you're sitting in a temple. I know you're there, but you're also in a temple. So you're permitting that advancement. You're permitting really that exposure to truth to occur.
I'm a little confused by the waiting for advancement, because I feel like I just keep surrendering and my gifts keep getting like bigger and bigger. You know, like my guides are talking to me all the time now. It's just, it feels like I'm still in this void of like, what am I here to do? What is my life supposed to be about? You know, like, yeah, I'm in a temple and I'm in my home, but I don't know. I'm confused by the delay. Because I don't feel like I'm creating that. You understand what I'm saying?
You're confused by the delay of what?
What you said, this delay of advancement. What you just said makes it sound like I'm doing something because I don't feel like I'm ready. I don't think that's true. I think I'm ready. So I'm just confused by that message in some way.
Okay. And say your name again.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
I've got one of your friends, and God, I always forget which one is which. He's always on Facebook, though. It's so interesting. Regardless, he's opening up this golden container, and he's just playing with like this sand material that's in there. So he's saying it, you know, like, let us say it another way. Let us say it another way. Yeah, I get that. You're basically ready to break free of the illusion of linear Julie. So he's saying, like, another way to say that is they're challenging you to break down like the boundaries that keep you level-headed, they're laughing, that keep you in the illusionary paradigm. And they're challenging you, so it's like, from what I hear you say, it's like, yeah, I hear my spirit guides, and yeah, my gifts are advancing and all that. And they're saying, but what if you could keep the skin, still be Julie, but no longer identify with Julie, no longer believe in this illusion. The bottom line is you're really ready, you're good to go. You're good to go. And that's what they're trying to push the envelope. They're saying they're testing and challenging you. They're pushing the envelope to really allow yourself to be free of lower consciousness. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And so as you attend to the feeling that, well, I'm expected to still be here, it's like there are curtains drawn to the awareness that you're really functioning in this higher reality, and you have the ability to do it on a full-time basis, and still attend to the dishes, still attend to the cooking, still attend to whatever you're attending to, but you have the ability to really let the cat out of the bag, really be swimming, living, vibrating, experiencing a higher dimensional reality 24/7.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
Okay, so that was just another way of saying the same thing. Okay, good. All right, Miss Carmen, how can we help you, sweetheart?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Okay, just up a little bit here. Okay. I just wanted to say thank you, Nicole. There was one day, I don't remember which day, but my furniture had been bugging me, and I rearranged it, and I finished, and then I sat down, and I always look forward to your messages, and I never know when they're going to come because they tend to be all over the place, right? And no sooner had I finished rearranging my table, and I sit down, and I'm like, okay, and I go look at my email, and the first line of one of the ones that you wrote was, you in the furniture. I can't remember which day it was, but I really, really connect with your messages, and I really enjoy them. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Because it's not the first time, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to say that. I have two questions.
Sure.
One is a little bit easier than the other. The first one is my ear. I've always, left ear. I've always, from time to time, but now it's all the time, I always feel whatever it is, that thing that's spiritual. And so now I need to know what I need to do to clear it up, because it's not happening on my end, and it's happening all the time now.
Okay, so explain what it is that happens.
Okay, I can explain what happens when it's bang on. Because when it's bang on, it feels like, you know, like a tornado, that the shape of it,
mm-hmm.
and then it feels like something within that, like a, I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
It's just that whirling, I feel a whirling.
Okay.
And then it's like everything outside of it is muffled, and I know it's communication, I know that. Have I heard communication through my ear physically? No, everything is always internal with me. But it's all the time now.
All right, let me see what I can get for you. I am not a healthcare practitioner. I cannot diagnose or treat a healthcare condition. Just so you know. All right, one moment.
Oh, it's
please.
Not a health issue.
I know, but they asked me to say that. Well, have you always had it?
I've always had it off and on.
Yeah. There may be. Excuse me. What I was going to say is there may be an imprint from another lifetime, and the reason. So when I start yawning, they're clearing energy. What I'm seeing is like a stampede of cattle or something, like a whole stampede. And so when I start yawning, what they're doing is clearing out that imprint. That may or may not be the whole story. But I do see, gosh, I don't know who you are in this whole scenario, but I see like a farmer, I see someone like in the overall kinds of stuff. I see, I just see like a whole stampede of, I don't know what they are, buffalo, bison, something. So my feeling is somehow there was some kind of injury. That occurred. That is somehow pressing upon your current, they're saying instruments, but you know, your current system. So there's some kind of clearing. That is occurring. So that should help somewhat. Now let me see what else I get regarding that. It's the left ear, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And say your first name.
Carmen.
Beyond that, I honestly don't know. So what I'm doing is I'm just asking them to provide healing and or direction and guidance for you to be led to the right resources. So one moment, please. Excuse me, and the yawning continues. And say your name one more time.
Carmen.
Okay, I will just leave it at that. I'm asking them to attend to it and send you to the right places if there's something else that can be supportive for you. Okay, and your next question?
I feel like I'm having a bit of a, I don't even know if it's a breakdown or a breakthrough. It's, I'm embracing the 5D, the higher consciousness, and I'm, whenever I get a chance, I'm speaking my truth, and it doesn't matter to who anymore. And I feel like in return, I'm just getting this 3D thrown back at me. And it's through all of the personal people, through my husband, through my mother, through my father. And I'm hanging on tight and I'm still speaking the consciousness, but I just feel like, I don't know if it's a mirroring. I don't know if it's like a clearing out. And then I find myself getting angry over it because I just don't understand. And then it's all happening around the same time where I'm coming out that I want to be an astrologer. And I went to that that retreat, that weekend I told you about. And I got one person who came back and said, okay, do astrology chart reading. Mm-hmm. And all this stuff is happening at the same time, right? Daily life. And I feel like, how can I be an astrologer when I can't even keep my own shit together?
Okay. Well, I can confirm you absolutely can be an astrologer, and you're going to be amazing because you have you're quite gifted. You're quite gifted. So they are encouraging you to keep up that line of work, that train of thought. You will be provided. So as you attend to your studies, as you attend to your practices, you're going to find yourself moving into great fortune. I feel very strongly that it goes beyond astrology. So you're going to start doing whatever it is you've been taught to do, but it's just going to expand. It's just going to, you're just going to take off with your own gifts. So have no doubts about that. Now, as far as the conflict, what you're doing is growing into your power, and there are others that just don't know what to do with it, quite frankly, because you're challenging the linear script. You're challenging what they're accustomed to. And people don't like change. I mean, they really don't. They don't know what to do with change. So they're saying it's an early warning sign of advancement. Your challenge is to not get hooked into the response system. Like, in other words, oh gosh, how do I say this? And say your first name, please.
Carmen.
Oh my gosh. Oprah has got something. I'll see if I can find it and send it to you, because I really do feel like it'll help. It's not going to be so much what she says, but it's going to be her energy, and I feel like it'll really support you. And it's something my son will teach me how to find it, because I don't do well with technology. But it's one of these videos floating around there. And she's talking to this other woman. I don't know who that other woman is, but she talks about, like, in order to be great, what does she say? Give me a quick second. I can see that video. She says, like, in order to be great, you really do need to be true to yourself. And basically, that people don't always like that. The ones that really support your advancement will support it. The ones that are attached to you remaining who you've been to them will really not like it, and that you have to do it anyway, and that you have to do it anyway. So it's like you're going to move to this place of having more resiliency for the compassion that others don't get it. But where you're still kind of amiss, they're saying, is because you still have attachment to the wanting to get it. And so that's where the conflict is, and that's where the pain is. And to be honest, I say this with love, if that's your work, not theirs. That's your work, not theirs. Because to move into the place of being a spiritual giant, it really requires you to advance to their own self be true, and to have a dependency like on what your higher self thinks, on what Jesus thinks, on what your Holy Spirit thinks, whatever your words are. But that's who you answer to. That's who you answer to. And if they think well of you, that's really all you need. So you're learning how to no longer be dependent on lower consciousness. And it's freaking you out. It's freaking you out a little bit. So
well,
that
and my husband has these ailments, and you know, I could see his chart, and you know, I understand. But my husband has these ailments, and it just it hurts so much that he won't give credence to the thoughts of like consciousness and how it's all related. And you know, I understand. You know, as well with my parents, you know, I understand to each their own. And but it just, I just feel so, and I can't help but wonder what the mirroring is. Like, why would this,
sweetheart?
Why would this come to me?
Welcome to spiritual growth. What I'm getting for you is the crown chakra. So let me explain that. Everything really is very well. Everything really truly is very well. You are receiving energies. You are receiving information. You are receiving like higher awarenesses. You're actually doing very well when I tune into you. The problem is that you're expecting everyone to come along for the ride. And that's not how it works. That's not how it works at all. So it's realizing that your job is to give everyone freedom to continue to exist in lower consciousness. And that's really what's kind of freaking you out, because it's like, oh, so how do I continue my walk and interact with those that are in a different paradigm, in a different energy experience? And so that's where you have like the compassion for knowing, how do I say this? Knowing that your journey is, oh gosh, knowing that your journey is to be true to yourself. And part of your journey and responsibility, to be honest, it's the one that has the higher consciousness that has responsibility. I hate to say that, but it's true. To have compassion for where others choose to reside without attachment to it, without needing them to get it, without being angry that they don't get it. That's your challenge and your opportunity. So first is to congratulate you, and you're a little bit like Julie. And when I tune into Julie, I mean, man, that master energy is just flowing through her. And the same with you. You're receiving information. I mean, you're on the right path, I can assure you. What's kind of freaking you out is, how come everyone doesn't want to go with me?
Yeah.
And that is part of the journey, my friend. That is just so part of the journey. But as you get acclimated to getting the feedback and the positive feedback, I should say, from your spirit guides, from your higher self, when you start feeling like the peace that passes all understanding from within, you no longer need anything from without. I'll be really honest. There are some days I'm so good at this, and then there's some days I get triggered like everybody else. And I'm like, why isn't she this and why isn't she that? And then it's like, Nicole, please get over yourself, because I realize like I've gotten hooked. So it's, but what I want to say to you, and say your name one more time.
Carmen.
The more that you start really liking yourself, the more that you really are devoted to self, like, man, I am so well pleased with myself. I am so liking where I'm going. I'm liking where I'm headed. I'm liking being able to tune into these higher energies. You're going to have so much fun where you are. You're not going to be willing to give that up for anybody. And you're also going to understand that you're there as like a promise and hope to others. In other words, I'm going to leave you with this. You've agreed to be the light. You've agreed to be the lighthouse. You've agreed to be the example that others are learning from. It may be that they're not up to the challenge in this lifetime, but next lifetime, they've signed up and are on board because of your faithfulness. In other words, they're watching you move up the ranks, and they're learning from you whether you realize it or not. They may be arguing upside down, backwards and forwards, but at the end of their day, when they're struggling in their own ego consciousness, there's going to be a part of them that's going to be, man, what Carmen's got, it looks good. I wish I could do it. I can't right now. Maybe I can in 10 years. Maybe I can in another lifetime. But you're a teacher. You're teaching them whether you realize it or not. So it's about releasing attachment to their reaction, to have compassion, and to not suffer over their choices. Not to suffer over their choices. But you are moving up the ranks, and the energies you're receiving are really quite delightful.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I have one other thing, because I like to be in the moment when you're speaking to integrate it that way, but then afterwards I like to go and scribe it from the recordings. I noticed that the last one was an up.
I had a couple that I had some technology issues. So there is an online that's missing and a meetup group that's missing, but we're back in business.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm just going to ask you to mute your side. Perfect. Okay, Mitz.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
I guess just a message for my highest good. I feel kind of, I don't know, a sense of unease or something, and I don't know what it's coming from. Can you hear me?
I hear you great. I'm just tuning in.
Okay.
The unease is because you're psychic and you know something's coming.
Oh, okay.
But the good news is you're psychic.
Is that more global coming or local?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Man, it's funny you say that, because I got a premonition yesterday of something global. And I was like, I'm like, sometimes it's not fun being psychic. I mean, it has its pluses and minuses. Okay, so let me see one moment, please. More pluses, though. And say your first name.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
You're being challenged to keep the door open. They're saying at long last you found like self-love on the inside. It's a compliment. You're doing very well. The challenge is to not regress. The challenge is to be willing to stay present. And that's part of the uncomfortability, because you are opening up psychically. You're opening up and responding quite beautifully to and making large advances. So they're encouraging you to kind of hold that sacred space. To not, there's this tendency as we progress to kind of ebb and flow, and part of that's very natural, because what happens is every time you move up a level, you then have empowered issues or whatever that then seek karmic resolution, seek clearing and whatever. So that's why there's this ebb and flow. But for you, the challenge is how do I say this, to not spook yourself, quite frankly, because this is, they're saying this has been like a long time coming in terms of you being willing to be a host. And what they mean by that is, you know, to be spiritually, when I say aware, I don't mean like you've studied. I mean like to open up that aspect of self and to hold it and to invite it in and to allow like your higher awarenesses to really press upon the matter, meaning that to really be one with your higher selves and your abilities and your capabilities. So what the challenge is, I get this, is to not go back, to not revert back to the old ways, to allow your higher awarenesses to take root, to basically to not regress, like to really hold yourself present, like I can hold this, I can anchor in, that's what I want to say, thank you, that I can really anchor in this energy and that it's time to do so. So it's sort of like, you know, no matter what comes, who makes you, who pisses you off, what challenges come along the way, to not be like, oh, well, you know, I'm like a groundhog. I came out to sea, but now I'm going back in. So they're asking you basically to really anchor in and to stay put energetically. And say your name again, please.
Mitzi.
It's really good. It's really good. Slow and steady. Slow and steady. But I feel like that's it, like to really make that commitment to not slip slide, because you really are making beautiful progress.
And this feeling of unease?
And say your name again.
Mitzi.
You know what? Hold on, Mitz. Let me help Avril and let me see if I can get some more information. Hey, Avril. Avril. Oh, there she is. She doesn't want me singing, trust me. Hey, sweetheart. How can I help you?
Can I have a reading for my highest message, please?
Sure. And say your first name.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
Okay. Oh man, I should have said what I wanted to say because now I can't remember what it was. Okay, what was the phrase? What was the phrase? Please help. I'm going to say it this way. Don't look for trouble, and trouble won't look for you. Don't look for trouble. Trouble won't look for you. In other words, there are ghosts about your midst. There are those that operate in lower consciousness, and they're going to have all kinds of what you would call in the program character defects. So you've got some people with some character defects. Now, as you see them as character defects, I don't want to interfere with the program, but as you see them as character defects, as you see them as trouble, so will you accentuate the trouble. What they're asking you to do, and say your first name.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
I'm watching you climb a ladder. So it's like if you would put on high heels or climb a ladder. They're asking you to move up vibrationally and see things from a spiritual landscape. So in other words, like if I think of particular people in my life, it's like, oh my gosh, I could play at lower consciousness and I could take their inventory. It would be so easy to do. This person's this way. This person's always that way. And that could be very true. But your job is to not live in lower consciousness, you see. So as you take the inventory, as you notice the character defects as such, what you do, unfortunately, is accentuate your own. Because whatever we think of another, we're really judging ourselves. So as what they're showing me, it's like, it's almost like you had a black witch's hat or whatever. So they're taking it off and they're exchanging this like white crown thing. So the premise being that as you choose to see everything from the light, as you choose to see everything from a spiritual perspective, that in fact, spirit will adorn you with confidence to choose again. In other words, you're going to be given like spiritual vision. So it's a little bit like forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they do. But their spirit's also going to be helping you understand why they do what they do. So let's say someone's just like rough around the edges. Like, I don't think he listens to my recording, so I think it's fair to talk about somebody. But I would say I would say this about him to his face. I have a friend. Man, oh man, I love this guy. But the thing is, he grew up in a really rough neighborhood. I mean, like really, like you basically had to, he wasn't in a gang, but he had to get tough in a really young age. So the thing is, he's my age, but it's still there. It's still there. And sometimes he's just very, oh my God, like almost challenging, just in a normal conversation. And I'm like, what is all this aggressive energy about? Now, on a linear level, I can actually kind of like, I can't take this anymore because I don't want to have that kind of like confrontational energy exchange, you know, late at night when I'm tired, you know, and here's my Facebook friend. But here's the thing. If I take it from a linear perspective, man, he can wear me out. When I understand, when I have my spiritual vision and I really understand why he's got that energy, why he's got that, I've got to be the offense because otherwise someone's going to attack me. So I come out with the offense. I have no problem with him being that way because I totally get why he is the way he is and I have compassion for it. Now I have the advantage of having spoken to him and understanding where that behavior is coming from. But be very clear, but what they're saying is be very understanding that that's where all behavior comes from. In other words, it doesn't originate in a vacuum. So whatever someone's defects are or whatever, understand that they're causing that particular person way more challenge than they're causing you because it's affecting their progress. It's keeping them imprisoned. So you're, and say your name one more time.
Avril.
Thank you. So your gift and opportunity is to move up spiritually. So remember, I see you like climbing a ladder, putting on high heels, like move the, but the point being moving up vibrationally. And so as you do that, you're going to be gifted with the gift of laughter. In other words, to see it for what it is, being given either spiritual insight or the ability to not go into the angst of it or the frustration of it, to have the compassion of it. And that is, and say your name one more time.
Avril.
Yeah, gosh, I'm gonna send you love because you're gonna be in some drills. In other words, stay clear of doubt and they're really gonna help you swim through this beautifully. And it is so, my friend. It's really as a gift. It's really as a gift so that you're not badgered by it, so you're not longer affected by that lower consciousness. Because as you have compassion for others, it's actually going to give you so much more compassion for self rather than judging self. So it's good. And you're protected. I just feel like there's nothing to be concerned about at all. That this is really a gift. This is not a challenge. This is not like, oh my gosh, more is expected out of you. I don't feel that at all. I feel instead that it's either help is due you. I feel like it's help, not a challenge. So help, when I say drills, more so that they're gonna help you find the light.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. Last but not least, Mitzi, let's see if we can figure out what you're tapping into here.
Okay. Hi, I'm back.
All righty, and say your first name.
Mitzi?
And say it one more time.
Mitzi?
Well, I feel it. I feel your angst.
I don't think it's just because I started a new job.
I get that you're ripe to grow. I mean, when I pull a card for you, I get fertility. So you're growing, which is really, really good. It may be uncomfortable to be growing. At the end of the day, you get material harvest. It all works out. I feel like you're growing, and I feel like it's a little uncomfortable, to be honest, because if you're growing, then like more is expected out of you. If you don't know, then can't get hurt, can't be vulnerable, nothing's expected from me. I really feel like you're growing and it's good. And yeah, universe, you're growing, you're growing. I don't wanna say it's growing pains, it's more so that like you're willing to trust your higher self, and it's like a little uncomfortable. It's a little uncomfortable being out there, being seen, being like, okay, you know, now I'm expected to be here. When I tune into you, it really feels very good.
So there's nothing, like, as you said before, that my psychic abilities were...
They're good. They're growing. I don't get, like, there's, oh my gosh, there's a war tomorrow and that's what you're tapping into. More so is I feel like you're permitting yourself to be open again. And that feels a little uncomfortable.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
All righty. I believe we have covered everybody. Indeed, we are quite earnest and sincere in our desire to serve. We support each of you and look forward to these beautiful energy exchanges of truth. We invite you to play with us. In other words, before retiring, upon arising, to tune into the energy, to tune into your highest truth, and allow that to guide you, that to be the place of true residence, the place of true awareness. Indeed, we support and provide security in that all is well as you take your final steps into mastery consciousness, and so it is.